Mitch, what is truly one of the most devastating videos I continue to see, this tsunami hitting the northeastern part of Japan. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Yes, it is. It is certainly something, and it's not a huge surprise to me. You never know how things are going to unfold. As you know, George, I monitor the Sun-Earth connection, so I'm really tied into solar events and how it has its really immediate effect on Earth. My belief is that this quake occurred not due to the X.1 that occurred earlier today.
Right.
That's still yet to come. What I believe this event is related to is the 10 M-class flares that occurred over the previous last 48 hours. There were two groups of four and then two more M-class flares coming from sunspots 1166 and 1163 in particular. Now, these are just now starting to rotate around the sun. However, some that are following behind it are now also showing gamma activity, beta-gamma activity, which means that they're active and can very well produce X-class flares. So we're now just rolling into it. The lumbering state that we've been in for so long is over. Cycle 24 is saying hello. And it's going to continue. I've already made a prediction. Actually, I made the prediction yesterday, George, and I rarely make predictions. In my newsletter that I sent out, I said that 10 M-class flares have occurred within the last 48 hours, and that my suspicion is, my suggestion to you is that an X-class flare is likely within the last within the next 14 days.
What about
I had no idea it was going to come this soon.
What about the full moon that's coming up in a week, Mitch?
It all plays. It all has a place. There are two different mechanisms that cause that. The sun certainly has a direct causal effect with earthquakes and volcanoes, but that's more related to charged particles, these massive waves of plasma, if you will, these solar storms. That is the cause, which has a direct effect, causal effect, with the Earth's core. So this one, you could say, is coming from the inside out. It's coming from the Earth's core forward towards the surface, shifting the tectonic plates. That's what the sun does. What the tides do related to the moon is related to gravity. What that is a shifting of water, mass water, and so these tide surges come towards our shores and also puts weight on the tectonic plates. So it's kind of a double whammy that we're experiencing here, and I do expect more large earthquake events. Now, also, in addition to just the earthquakes, and in this case, a tsunami, watch out for volcanoes. Now, but it's not just the Ring of Fire, George. It's also inland. For example, like in the southeast United States southeast yesterday, some of the key words you want to listen to are things like microburst or straight line winds. And those were the words used yesterday to explain what was happening in the United States southeast. These tremendous storms had come through. No one really knew where they came from or how it happened. Some tornadoes were spun off, but the damaging ones were the straight-line winds. Now, that was in perfect timing and alignment with my 48 to 72-hour window from the time of those 10 M-class flares. And now we're looking here at the what's happening in Japan.
I'm beginning to think, as I look at the video on this, Mitch, that the flood that affected Noah a long time ago, could that have been a huge tsunami? Could we have, you know, either been hit by an asteroid or had a major earthquake? He probably knew about it. Maybe, you know, divine providence gave him the information as the Bible stipulated. Could that have been a tsunami that caused that kind of flooding?
Well, certainly it could have been a tsunami that caused that kind of flooding. We don't have the full story in the Bible. So we really don't know if it was geographical or if it was world. Most people who read it believe that the world was covered in water. If that's the case, no, it was not a tsunami.
Right.
It would have to be something like an asteroid hitting the Earth. But certainly in that geographical area, it would have felt like every place they could see was water. So I definitely was water, definitely caused by something like a tsunami, most likely earthquakes, then therefore causing a triggering effect for a tsunami. What we don't know in that particular picture of the Bible was the whole world covered. And I think that's the impression I got. So if that is the case, no, it wasn't.
Mitch, I've got to tell you this. I'm gonna stick my neck out on this. I've been saying for the last several years that I think the Mayan calendar end date, December 21st, 2012, had something to do with a solar event. ironically enough, look what's happening with that, with the earthquake, with the volcanoes that you've just pointed out. I am absolutely convinced now that this date, the Mayan calendar date, is the period that we're in right now leading up to that December 21st, 2012 date. I think they knew something. What do you think?
Oh, I think I absolutely think so. And I have several high credentialed scientists who are now also saying so. It's kind of a reverse engineering going on here. In other words, current science, and it couldn't have happened any earlier because of our technology that we have, the new spacecraft that we have up in the skies, the WISE mission, the Planck spacecraft. And what those two are doing are looking beyond just our solar system and looking into the galaxy. What's coming back is we are learning, as if many of us, I mean, it just intuitively makes sense, that the galaxy, our Milky Way, has cyclical events, measurable, repeatable cyclical events, just like the sun does. Hence the Sun-Earth connection, which my books have been on. Well, it's that very same template that is now fitting the galaxy, the Milky Way, and the Sun. So what's happening now is the Mayan elders in particular, the Hopis, but I could name off, 100 other ancient texts that say the same thing. It just so happens, George, that we are living in that time of a well-predicted millennia prediction happens to be landing in our lap. And we're seeing that unfolding right now.